Soko isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Welomkela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 10 kuZibandlela 2025 uKhebs Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Ukuthi abantu abaningi bayakhuluma ngendaba lika 2030. Uma umtrendi enze kuhle, abantu bayathi ukuthi ubani akaqhubeke lapha nalapha nesifezo.
Kukhutshwa imihlangano ezabelweni ezitheni eZimbabwe, okulamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF afuna umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aqhubeke esembusweni.
Kulo ndoda owakuthiwa nguZopho wathi engakafi wathi ekhulumile ukuthi izano siyisinjonjo ngesintu bathini sakuvukela umchilo wesidwaba kuvele kuyimbengembenge okuyinto kwabo.
Abaphikisa bathi akumangalisi okwenzakala kubandla leli. Osemelele ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Donald Trump namhla wetheswe isigwebo esingelajele kucala lesivalamlomo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kukhutshwa imihlangano ezabelweni ezitheneyo eZimbabwe, okulamalunga ebandla leZANU-PF afuna umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aqhubeke esembusweni. Namhla kulo mhlangano omkhulu eGwanda wokuhlolisisa isinqumo esathathwa emhlanganweni we-Annual National People's Conference esokuthi uMnangagwa kumele eqhubeke esembusweni kungafika umnyaka ka-2028 okugqitshwa khona umbuso wakhe. Abasemhlanganweni lo, njengenjayelo abenza imihlangano efanayo emaswingo Mashonaland West lezinye izabelo bathi uMnangagwa kumele aqhubeke esembusweni. Kodwa kulabanye abaphikisayo abathi sokumele ayephumula. UMnangagwa yena uthi kanasifiso sokuqhubeka esembusweni. Uze sihlaziye udaba lolu sigoqele uMnumzana Malaki Nkomo okubandla leZANU-PF osemhlanganweni webandla leli eGwanda.
Sizwe ukuthi abantu abaningi bayakhuluma ngendaba lika 2030, kodwa iqiniso esingalibeka thina njengebandla ikubana uma umtrendi enze kuhle, abantu bayathi ukuthi ubani akaqhubeke lapha nalapha nesifezo. Yesenziwa umongameli welizwe sithi yena hayi ufuna ukuthi aphumule, kodwa abantu uma bona besithi kupase kuresolution eyabiyenziwa ukuthi khona bafuna aqhubeke, ngibona kuyabe kuyindlela zokuthi songatholakala indlela zangkhona zokuthi kuyavumakala yini. Sibona thina kuyinto yokuthi ayisiyo nto embi ukuthi abantu bakhulume izifiso zabo okuyibana loba umongameli sho njalo, kodwa uma kuyukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF ngobuningi babo abantu bafuna ubana qhubeke kubuyela ebantwini kupasiswa ngabantu, ambona ukuthi kule nkinga ngoba abatsho futhi ukuthi uma besithi 2030 batsho ukuthi umongameli akangene ngenkani, batsho ukuthi akulungiswe imithetho uma ingabi khona imithetho ofanele ukuthi khona ilandelwe ukuthi lokhu kuze kufezeke la kuyawufana ilandelwe. Amboni sichiku lokho mina.
Ni siyabona ukuthi ngaze kuguqulwe isekelo sombuso, siyakutsho ukuthi uzingaguqulwa lo obamba isikhundla khona manje kabuyele esikhundleni baza kuphatha njani kulokho?
Ya, lapha sosengabaphethe umthetho nabazi umthetho ukuthi endane enjana, njengoba lezi ukuthi umongameli wakhuluma wathi yena ungumongameli olandela umthetho kumbe isekelo sombuso. So lokho sokuhlanga ukuthi ama-lawyers nabakwazi uku-interpreta umthetho bona bangawu-interpreta njani.
Lo ngumnumzana Malaki Nkomo okubandla leZANU-PF obexoxa leStudio 7 eseGwanda eMathebeleland South. Sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Fortune Mlalazi olandela zombusazwe ezimele.
Kulo ndoda owakuthiwa nguZopho wathi engakafi wathi ekhulumile ukuthi izano siyisinjonjo ngesintu bathini sakuvukela umchilo wesidwaba kuvele kuyimbengembenge okuyinto kwabo. Njona sasivele satho before ukuthi into abazayiqhubeka ngoba ngabantu abangela principle, njalo leyo resolution ngokwazi njalo nge-announcement kaChinamasa ku-conference ukuthi uMnangagwa uthi akafuni ukuthi aphatheke after i-term yakhe ngaphela. Kodwa abantu bezano ngenxa yokubana kulohlangothi olungafuni uChiwenga ukuthi athathe bazaqhubeka ngento yenaleyo. So sokukuye uMnangagwa kubana uzahlala kulawo mazwi akhe akhulumayo ukuthi yena uyi-constitutionalist angaza akhontesta or nguye obathumayo kusazovela egcekeni.
Ye kodwa ukuthi wena ungawukhangele ubona nini kafisa ukuthi aqhubeke esembusweni?
Kwi-culture yezano ukuthi iloba ubani okhona uyabe efuna ukuthi asele esikhundleni njengomgabe kumbe njengamanye ama-vice president la afela ezikhundleni. Mbonakani kuliphupho lakhe la uMnangagwa ubana ayalelokhu ebambelele embusweni. Kodwa kulokhu kunembeza thize okulokhu kukhona sazi ukuthi uzenelisa ukunqoba yini lesi silingo. Ahlale out of power ngoba isisekelo sombuso kasimvumeli angahlali uyabesehlala ongekho emthethweni kumbe basebenzisa ama-numbers abo kunye namanye ama-MPs opposition abavele bewasebenzisa obana bamende i-constitution. Konke lokhu kuzadingeka loba sesifike ku-referendum angazi ukuthi bazenelisa yini ngama-timelines kodwa ama-timelines kawabavumeli sibili.
Umnumzana Fortune Mlalazi ngolandela izombusazwe ezimele ubexoxa le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Wasemelele ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump namhla wetheswe isigwebo esingalajele phakathi ngemva kokufunyanwa inkantolo elecala lokubhadala isivalamlomo untombazana abikwa ukuba wayelaye emacansini phambilini kokhetho luka-2020. Le yinto ebivele ikhangelelwe ngoba umahluli womthethwandaba weManhattan eNew York umnumzana Juan Merchan wayethilo phambilini ukuthi ngasoze avalele uTrump ejele kumbe amhlawulise imali yefayindi. Egqiba udaba lolu umahluli ufisele uTrump inhlanhla phambilini kokungena kwakhe esikhundleni sikamongameli mhlaka-20 kulenyanga. Yena uTrump uqhubeke elandula ukuthi wadala icala esithi okwenziwe ngabatshutshisi kuye kulehlazo. UTrump ubecele iSupreme Court ukuthi imise ukwahlulelwa kwakhe namhla kodwa yala ukwamukela lokhu izolo. Incwadi zidila nxa kungela sigwebo asethesiweyo ukudliwa licala kukodwa kumehlisa isithunzi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lolandela izombusazwe zeMelika umnumzana Rafael Mthombeni.
Lowo ongaze kuthi wesuspended kodwa ke kuyisigwebo ngoba kuyavumelana, i-court iyavumelana lakho ukuthi kwenzakala khona lokho icala laba khona. Kodwa ngokuphathelana kwezinto ezithile hayi siza kwesula leli cala awusozuye ejele anjalo awusozuhlawule. Kutho ukuthi icala likubelethe eqolo. Angithi okumncedisayo kukho konke khona lokho usencediswa ukuthi usengumongameli welizwe upresident we-United States of America. Ngoba ungakhangela amacala akhe wonke amaningi akhithikile kuye esesebenzisa sona lesi isicoco sokuba ngupresident we-America. Engikubonayo ngecala leli ukuthi licala elikhona elimiyo eliphezu kwakhe.
Ukutholakala kwakhe elecala loba nje engagwetshwanga ungathi kuyamehlisa isithunzi yini njengokutsho kwabanye?
Yebo sibili, kuyamehlisa kakhulu isithunzi. Angithi simbonile esiya khona lapha ne-court ehlala phambi kukamantshi. Asithi thina nxa usungu-number one elizweni, usungu-president welizwe, kodwa ubonakale usiyahlala phambi kukamantshi uthonisiswa necala owalenzayo. Kuyehlisa sibili kakhulu. Kuyehlisa ye, kuyamehlisa isithunzi. Njalo thina ke besimlandela siyabona ukuthi hayi umncedile ukuthi abantu bambuyisele bamfake enjalo ngoba kungasikho lokho ngabe akulakwesulwa kwecala leli engasuye president welizwe.
Engena nje embusweni mhla ka 20 kulinyanga uTrump ungathi kuyini okukhangelelwe ngabantu abanengi kuye
kunenge okukhangelelwe ngabantu wakhuluma izinto eziningi ecampaigner ukuthi uzazenza okokuqala ilokho ukuthi uzaxotsha laba abangasibo balaphe America abaningi kakhulu lokho akubiza ngesilungu kuthiwa mass deportation ngibona ngathi into yokuqala sivili ezakhangelelwa ngabantu ukuthi sibone ukuthi uzakwenza njani khonoko ukuthi abamba abantu abaxotshe abasuse elizweni le-America ababisele emazweni akibo kanti ke njalo okunye abantu abamvotelele khona kuyikuthi i-economy umnotho welizwe ukuthi khona ubonakale utshintsha usiyaphambili uqhubeka usiyaphambili yikho-ke ngaleyo ndlela sizakhangelela ukuthi sibone ukuthi uzawuguqula njani umnotho welizwe
Unumzana Raphael Mthombeni ulandele zombusazwe zeMelika ubexoxa lomthungameli Khomo weStudio 7 naseTexas khonapha kule Melika. Abalimi bathi balokhu bethokoza ngokuna kwezulu oqhubekayo ezigabeni eziningi zelizwe njalo amanye amadamu asegcwele inkomo asacubi amadlelo aluhlaza njalo nezilimo ziyathembisa unkosazana Sethekele Jabangu umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Women Development Association in Zimbabwe eqhuba uhlelo lwabesifazana olwezifuyo utshele usithandekile mhlanga weStudio 7 ukuthi ngempela izulu selinike abesifazana ithemba
uma abantu balahlekelwa zinkomo eziningi njengathi ku-organization ama-project wethu silahlekelwe kakhulu ngoba uthola abanye sebesele nenkomo nga-1 nga-2 ngoba zafa zibulawa yindlala kodwa ngoba izulu sinele kanje kusinikeza ithemba ukuthi kuzovuka noma singasakhangelanga ukuthi zingazala inkomo ngoba inkomo siyazi ukuthi zithatha isikhathi side ukuthi zize zizale kodwa okwembuzi khona kwaba ngcono ngoba sasisizakala nangokuthola amanzi ngoba i-government ya-intervena yasigebhela imizi nje endaweni ezishiye so ukuthi uprovide amanzi for imbuzi kwakukhona noma ukudla kwakungekho kukho konke okuncane ezazikukhotha egangeni kwakungcono ngoba zazikwazi ukuthola amanzi njengoba manje izulu selinile sesinethemba lokuthi ama-project wethu angakhula ngoba kade singathi besiwafake ukuphose kancane bese sirana amanye ama-project singasafocusanga kangako ama-livestock ngoba ayi they were failing us ngoba bengaphefomi kahle kodwa manje sesinethemba ukuthi hayi sekungaba le ngqubela phambili
labo othi bafelwa izifuyo-ke libaphathisa ngani
hayi leba abafelwayo bakhona abafelwayo vele total abasenazo kodwa laba abanazo sithemba ukuthi ngoba into yethu angithi it's on a rotational basis so sesikwazi ukuthi bazophinda nabo uma ngabe zingakhula kwenye indawo bakwazi ukuthi bazithole noma sebengaqalela phansi nakho so kuya ngokuthi omama bona bafuna ukwenzani ngoba abafuni ukuhlala phansi bagoqa izandla kungela nto abayenzayo sebengaqalela kuma-gardening service ngoba manje ngibone ngathi ama-gardening services iwangasenzela ukuthi i-organization ethithuthuke owamanje ngoba ama-livestock into ethatha isikhathi ukuthi ize i-accumulate ibe kahle thina okokuqala kwakho konke siyayenza le-rotational basis nedilese inkomo zizale abantwana siqhubezela phambili abantwana yibe sibaqhubezelayo la lezi ezindala yizo ezisalayo babona ukuthi nabo sebesala bezithuthukisa kanjani thina sibanikeza nje just i-background yokuthi bangakwazi ukuthi nabo bazisize ngani so lezi ezindala sokusele kubo ukuthi bona babone ukuthi benzani ukuthi bona sebengazithuthukisa kanjalo
sikhuluma kanje kunjani emadlelweni le madamu
kuyani kukhona amadamu agcwele hayi izulu liyana kakhulu kakhulu sinethemba lokuthi kuzothatha isikhathi eside lingani nje manje ngojanuwari liqede lingafani ngoba uma lingagcina lingafananga sokungaphinda futhi kulokhu zekonakale kakhulu and njalo uku-investa ezifuyweni kuyinto enhle kakhulu ngoba uyakwazi ukuthi uzithengisele ezifuyo ukwazi ukuthola imali yokuthi ubhadalele abantwana esikolweni nani likwazi ukuthi niphile ngoba angeke nifuye kuphela niqede ningabi nenzuzo ukuthi le nto ikwazi ukuthi ilincedise
Lowo unkosazana Sethekele Jabangu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Women Development Association in Zimbabwe, ubexoxa ecingweni losilandekile emhlanga weStudio 7 ekwele South Africa. Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kulabantu abalitshumi asebebulewe ngumlilo ovuthayo eLos Angeles, eMelika. Umlilo lo usubhidlize izakhiwo ezifika phose inkulungwane ezilitshumi. Abaphathindambo abaphethe inhlangothi zaborhulumente zezokulima abavela emazweni atshiyeneyo kuzwekazi le-Afrika bathe gwaqa namhla kwele Uganda lapho bakhuluma khona ngenhlelo zokubuthelela ukudla kukazulu ngesikhathi kulokukhudumala komkhathi emhlabeni wonke jikelele okuphazamisa ezokulima. Okwamanje sike sizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika. Umongameli Joe Biden othi uvikela ilizwe usevimbe ukuthengiswa kwenkampani ye-US Steel ebilakho ukuthengwa ngeye-Nippon Steel yakwele Japan. UBiden wethule umbiko othi inkampani yelizwe elungisa insimbi imele abantu bonke eMelika njalo iqakatheke kakhulu kwezomvikela lokuthenga kanye lokuthengiswa kwempahla ezijiyeneyo. UBiden ukhulume lokhu kulandela ukuvezwa yinkampani ye-Nippon Steel ebifuna ukuthenga i-US Steel. Ikomiti ebona ngezokudlelana lamanye amazwe kwezenotho, i-Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, itshele osomabhizimusi leziphathamandla zikahulumende ukuthi akuqondanga ukuba kuthengiswe inkampani le ngoba kulakho ukuphazamisa ezomvikela eMelika njalo lezokuthengisa impahla. UBiden uthe kuqakatheke kakhulu ukuba lamakampani eMelika amele ilizwe leli okufana lokulungiswa kwensimbi okuyinsika yeMelika kwezokulungiswa kwensimbi lezomvikela. Umabhalane omkhulu esigodlweni sikamongameli eWhite House, uKarine Jean-Pierre, uthi okunye njalo okwenze uBiden wala ukuba kuthengiswe inkampani ye-US Steel ngokwenziwa ngeleChina elithenga lithengisa impahla ngendlela ezingaqondakaliyo, njalo lokuthi yinkampani abantu beMelika abazigqaja ngayo. Uthi njengoba kuncintiswana lamazwe afana leleChina elenza izinto ezingekho emthethweni kwezokuthengiselana, ukugoqela ukuwisa kumbe ukukhuphula isisindo sentengo yensimbi, kuqakatheke kakhulu ukuba eleMelika livikele inkampani ekhanda insimbi. Uthi lokhu kwenqabela ukwenziwa ngeleChina elifuna ukwenza santando kwezokuthenga lokuthengiswa kwempahla, insimbi lokunye. Uthi uBiden uveza ukuba usebenzela uZulu njalo ulwela ukuba eleMelika lingaphazanyiswa kwezokulungisa insimbi, ukuthenga lokuthengisa impahla ezitheneyo kanye lezomvikela. UJohn Kirby, isikhulumeli sabacebisi bakaBiden abakuhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezomvikela olwe-US National Security, uthi isinqumo esithethwe ngumongameli esokwala ukuba inkampani ye-Nippon Steel ithenge e-US Steel akusikho ukuba kuzondwa eleJapan. Uthi inkampani ye-US Steel yinkampani enkulu kakhulu eMelika elungisa insimbi lokunye okuhambelana lalokho njalo ngekaZulu. Uthi buyaziwa ubudlelwano bamazwe la obukhulunywa sikhathi sonke phakathi kwabameli belizwe leli leleJapan. Ngakho-ke akulakulwisana phakathi kwamazwe omabili. Uthe esethula umbiko wakhe ngenkampani ye-US Steel le-Nippon Steel, uBiden uthe wenze lokhu ecabanga ngempilo yabantu beMelika njalo lokuba le nkampani eqinileyo emele ilizwe. Uthi inkampani enjenge-US Steel ilakho ukuthuthukisa ilizwe leli njalo lokuthi eleMelika lithengisele amanye amazwe insimbi ezilohlonzi lempahla etshiyeneyo. Uthe wenze konke lokhu esenzela ukuvikela eleMelika. Le imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Linjani balaleli bomsakazo we-Studio 7? Sifisa ukulibikela ukuba sasile WhatsApp channel eVOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje kuVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelink efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups eVOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga iVOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel. Ku WhatsApp yakho ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington DC. So isikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 esithumela yona ngeWhatsapp.
Studio 7 linjani kuStudio 7 ngoba kumoya ngisesigodini. Hayi, singenile kumnyaka omusha kuhle sibili, sithi phambili lo msebenzi wezandla wokulima emasimini. Silalele izindaba sesitshayisile sivele emasimini, siyathanda qhubekelani phambili basakazi bakaStudio 7 yabo.
Linjani, linjani Studio 7? Ngiyasizwa umuntu osithethwe ngubaba umntangakho, ngiyasizwa. Kodwa-ke ngithi abo-president ngathi bona kumele baphelele kuphi nabo, nabo kufanele kube negazethi yokuthi makufika lesi stage bethathe umhlala phansi, kungahlaliswa laba abaphansi kuphela, awuhlaliswe nabo-president nabo base bekhulile bahlale phansi.
Sanibonani basakazi nabalandeli beStudio 7. Ngizathanda ukushayela izandla kakhulu ukhansila wasetsholosho kuward 6 mayelana ku-raiser i-issue ethwalise nzima kakhulu izakhamizi emasimini mayelana ngenkomo lezi ezidla emasimini. Mina ngingomunye walabo abadlelwa kakhulu zinkomo iminyaka ilandelana. Ngithi ngiyafika emasimini ekuseni ngisiyavuna ngithole ukuthi inkomo vele zilele phakathi sezihleza chaza kuqeda yonke into. Kakusela nisho lunijodo engabuyela nalo ekhaya kumbe isiqu somumbu. So siyakubonga kakhulu lokho okuzwa kusiba lama-councillors areyize into efana nanaleyo okubonisa khona ukuthi le nto esabakhethela yona ukuthi bebe ngabameli bethu bakwenza njengokuba sabakhetha. Siyakubonga kakhulu lokho. Abantu bathwele nzima kakhulu ngezifuyo lezi ezidla emasimini. Abantu bavuna izifuyo ziphakathi, okunye begcina sebevuna kumanzi ngenxa yokuthi babesebegijimisa nje ukuthi bagcine sokudliwa kwizinto yonke khonokho. Abanye begcine bangasavunanga njengami. So siyabonga kakhulu ukuzwa into efana naleyo iraiswa emsakazweni. Asazi ukuthi kungenziwa njani nje ukuze abantu bekwanise ukuthi behloniphe amakhosi omdabu afana nje labosebhuku labadlisa lezi nduna uma ziyaba zibasitshela. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Ngingali njani balaleli besithweni abahle indawana zonke zomhlaba. Okhulumayo ngumguni ngombani selimba East. Ngesicelo lapho esincane kodwa sisikhulu. Ukukhuluma siyakhuluma sibili kakhulu okuzwayo okubumbayo sibili iy'nhlelo ezinhle kakhulu kodwa uma singavoti sisonke jikelele sibili angiboni siphumelela vele ngisho. Ukhuluma ngaze sikhulume sibe njani kodwa nxa singabuyi sizovota hhayi bakithi ikakhulu lapha ngicela laba abangaphandle kwelizwe uyababuye ngesikhathi sokuvota sivoteni sibaningi sibonke kanti kwenzakalani ukuthi kambe bangasehlula hhayi nkani nxa ngabe ngabe buyile sibili ngobuningi babo bonke abangaphandle kwelizwe hhayi ngibona singaphumelela bawutheni. Ngiyabonga
labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
Ichi waza waza Friday my darling.
Uhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki siliqembu elicula ambo amnandi ele Waiting Ministries eliphansi kwebandla lezokholo lwesiKristu eleSeventh Day Adventist Church. Asizweni umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Banda ephupha lo mholi walo uMbekezeli Zondo.
Yaphuma ibunje konke yamuka yaye
umculo othobayo ngelamachaqo Awaiting Ministries uyakhula kwamagama. Baba Zondo seSouth Africa okwamanje akusitshele ngembala leli qembu
eUvel SDA Church. Kanti ke iqembu lethu futhi lizele si based ngobulawayo Magogo West Seventh Day Adventist Church. Siqale ukucula iculo ngo 2007 sesikushe iminyaka phose ewu 17 sise siku ministry yokucula.
Umculo lo omnandi kangaka uthiwani njalo ngubani oloba lezi ngoma?
Umculo lo esiwucula thina umculo wesabatheni nje gospel, classical gospel esabatheni. Sicula kakhulu on stage live emabandleni, sihamba sicula whenever invited or whenever we have programs. Obhala izingoma lapha esiziculayo mina uMbekezeli Zondo uMsisi Nomathemba Ncube, ezimbili nayo khona phana siyazibhalela ezingoma.
Maningi amaqembu acula esabatheni, pho kungani linalehlukene lamanye njalo abantu balithanda kakhulu Zondo?
Amaqembu akhona lapho ase azocula ahlabela ingoma efanayo eyodwa. Sinama experiences wethu esihlangabezana nawo ngalesi sikhathi lapho esingathi uNkulunkulu uyasebenza empilweni zethu. Kwesethu isikhathi abe sisinika iculo, asinike ingoma yokuthi ngihlabele ngalesi sikhathi, so that singabe si-relya engomeni leziyana ezakudala kuphela, kanti ke uNkulunkulu uyasisebenzisa nathi.
Wow, wasamnandi ke umculo pho amadlala de mangaka e-Awaiting Ministries. Kona ke umculo wenu utholakala ngapi?
Sinama album amathathu. Umuntu angasithinta lapha South Africa +27835911610 apho kobulawayo +26377512515. Asikhona ku Facebook na ku Instagram Awaiting07. Kanti ke njalo umculo wethu nama video atholakala ku YouTube na ku Spotify. Yabo.
Singena kumpela sonto ngamaphimbo amnandi bese iqembu le Awaiting Ministries limelwe ngumbekezeli Zondo kuhlelo waza Oza Friday. Sokotha eliteke ni lonke igama lami ngeza Jesus Bani.
Amnanduna lawo ke siyabonga kakhulu yeza Jesus Band. Hayi ke isikhathi sisavumi namhlanje lingakhohlwa i-live talk sixoxa ke ngodabula sindayo kwele Mozambique okuxokozela khona. Hayi ke sengilivalisa yimo ke umthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube lingakhohlwa phela i-live talk yalandela khona manje.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.